Songs in the Night from March 23rd. I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. To be established in the truth signifies that we have carefully studied and thoroughly proved it by the law and the testimony. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. And that as a consequence, we are convinced of its verity, so that our faith is steadfast and unmovable. We know whom we have believed. We have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. We have partaken of the sweets of fellowship with him. We have partaken of his spirit of meekness, faith, and godliness to such an extent as to be led into a joyful realization of the fullness of his grace as manifested in the wonderful divine plan of the ages. And we have been permitted to see not only the various features of that plan, but also the necessity and reasonableness of all its various measures in order to the full accomplishment of its glorious outcome in the fullness of the appointed times. This is what it is to be established in the present truth. It is indeed a most blessed condition, bringing with it such peace and joy as the world can neither give nor take away. Zion's Watchtower, 1902, page 307. Hymn 93. The text again. I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12.